Krishna is the master before him, before whom we stand truly erect. Krishna is God and we are his servants. This truth can for us often seem very unpalatable. Now, why should I serve anyone? Why should I bow down to someone? Actually speaking, even if we say that we will not bow down to Krishna, we end up bowing down to other things. When we don't devotionally prostrate ourselves before Krishna, subordinate ourselves to him, then we don't get any higher happiness. And then we get caught by the allure of lower pleasures. And Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita in 15.7 when he says, Mama ivam sho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana mana shasthani briyani prakriti sthani karshati. So he says we are all his parts, and if we don't act as his parts, then we end up becoming caught by our mind and senses. Mana shasthani briyani, the senses drag us here and there, and karshati, we struggle in vain trying to cater to the senses and get happiness thereof. But neither do we get satisfaction, nor do the senses release us from their agitation. And thus we stay trapped in misery. So, the solution to this is that we become connected with Krishna. So, in the pursuit of the senses, in trying to satisfy the senses, we have to bow down so many times. In so many ways, if we see, what does bowing down mean? Bowing down means that we depend on something or someone for our pleasure. So we end up bowing down before sense objects. We end up bowing down before those who provide us sense gratification, the resources for sense gratification. And quite often, this bowing down is pathetic. It is something which can be quite degrading for the dignity of a person. So, sometimes people just become, when they are controlled by lust, they become like puppets in the hands of those who control them. And in that way, they get lost. It's quite degrading. So, in contrast, when we serve Krishna, then we become free from this craving for worldly things. And we are no longer being dependent on those things for our pleasure. Actually, we can act with true dignity. So, we rise in our essential glory as pure souls. And thus, Krishna is the master before him, before whom we stand truly erect. We no longer have to kowtow to worldly objects for our pleasure. Rather, all our longing for love and happiness is satisfied in our relationship with Krishna. And thus, as we become free from our enslavement with matter, we can stand truly erect. So, by accepting Krishna as the master, we don't subordinate ourselves. We free ourselves from the subordination to the senses and to the world sense objects. Thus, Krishna is the master before whom we stand truly erect. Thank you. Hare Krishna.